Good morning, and welcome to the CyberSmart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. Friday, April 26, 2024. We have reached the end of yet another week, and the cybercrime problem continues unabated, and those of us in the cybersecurity world effort to try to make the world a safer place. So as it is Friday, that means it's Friday op-ed, and I was trying to think about what to talk about today. I saw a lot of articles. I could have talked about TikTok, but I think if you've listened to me or are aware of me for any stretch of the imagination, you know where I come down on TikTok. I don't need to rehash that particular ground. I saw an article about FCC wanting to add net neutrality and was talking about border gateway protocols, but that was kind of a boring topic and didn't feel like researching it and digging into it too deeply. Maybe we'll have more comments on that next week. But I was listening to another podcast today, and they happened to mention that the RSA conference is coming up, and that is coming up in about a week and a half. It's from May 6th to May 9th or something along those lines in San Francisco. And so this reminded me of something I wrote on my Substack about 7 months ago. So I figured it was time to bring this topic back around regarding cyber conferences. And so this particular op-ed is called Cyber Conferences. They're everywhere, but is there a problem they solve? An unpopular opinion. And as always, if you want to read this, you can go back in time and read this from September on my Substack. But as I'm looking at, and I'll get to the op-ed in a second, but as I look at the RSA website, they apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, have 685 conference speakers. In other words, I'm looking at this, and there are a ton of names here. I mean, just the first page here is 25, and we're just not even at the end of the A's. So 685 speakers at this particular conference. Keynote speakers include Hugh Thompson. No idea who that is. There is Kevin Mandiant. So that's going to be a well-attended one, I am quite certain. Brian Palma and Harold Rivas for CISOs. Jen Esterly, of course, and Brian Krebs from CISA. Big shocker that they're going to be there talking about whatever government folks love to always talk about. I'm sure the border gateway protocol thing will come up. There is, who else we got here? Artificial intelligence. This includes Lisa Monaco, Deputy Attorney General. She used to be part of the FBI, and I have thoughts on her, but I'm not going to share those here. No one wants to hear that. And, you know, a host of other keynotes, 685, a lot of things to listen to at this 4-day conference. But here's my question. RSA is the biggest cyber conference of the year, and there are tons and tons of other conferences all over the place all the time. Vendors go to it, show off what they have, but are we solving anything? So let's get to my op-ed for the day. And of course, I am reading this from my own Substack, but my point is going to be made. So I'll start this diatribe with a confession. I am at a conference right now writing this post, and I was just charged $270 for two crappy plastic chairs because I forgot the two folding chairs in my garage. So I'm a bit salty on that point. But to my main question, there are cyber-focused conferences seemingly every week somewhere across the world, and there are lots of posts on LinkedIn showing people at these conferences. Heck, I did it myself. But are we solving any cyber problems through these conferences? I know the conference organizers are clearly making a killing. Did I mention the $270 rent of chairs? But it's cybercrime, cyber espionage, and general cyber badness going to be reduced because of them? I'm guessing or alleging no. I understand why vendors do it, so they can advertise and get business. Speakers do it because they get paid stupid amounts to say the same thing week after week. Yet somehow every time I speak at a conference, I just get a conference pen. Clearly, I need professional representation, but I digress. Do I have a solution for this? Well, join me at the Let's Fix Cyber Conferences conference in Birmingham in November. Clearly that's a joke, but alas, I am at a loss. Now, don't get me wrong. I will enjoy talking to people at the conference I was at when I wrote this. I will get lots of content from my Cyber Guy podcast, available at all your favorite podcast outlets, and I will kill a Wednesday and Thursday. But sadly, I'm not sure any cyber problems will be solved, and likely no small and medium businesses or individuals will be saved from an eventual cybercrime-related nightmare. And I'd rather be working towards that. Dissenting opinions or thoughts are welcome. So it wasn't a long post. Do I offer a solution here? I don't, because I don't know honestly what the solution is. And RSA has been going on for years, and I forget when the first RSA conference is. Well, you know what? I have a computer here in front of me. Let's find out if we can find out in real time of doing this when the RSA conference began. So let's see. When did the RSA conference begin? Now, you're probably wondering, you know what, Darren? You probably should have done that before you got started, but whatever. So the first one, today's back to 1991. Okay, so we're talking 33 years of this conference. And here is my question. Are we any safer? Are we? Has anyone become safer because of this conference or other conferences? That is the question I would love to know. Now, honestly, I go to conferences. I admit it. I'm sick of going to conferences. I try not to go anymore. And I don't think I'm going to go speak it anymore unless they offer to pay me money. And honestly, that's just me being greedy. Let's be honest. But everybody else gets paid for these conferences, so why don't I? But the point being, if we are in the cybersecurity community, our goal is to protect our businesses and hopefully protect others. I was on a webinar today, and maybe I'll have a op-ed some point about webinars if we solve anything with these. But I was on a webinar today, and I mentioned that for 20 years I was in the FBI. My goal was to help people get justice for the crimes committed against them, to do the right thing for the right reasons, the right way. And that's hard to turn off when you retire. So I've retired, and I'm in a role that kind of does the same thing a little differently. But outside of that role, I try to continue to do that, to help people with these podcasts and with other stuff that I do on the side. But what I found is I don't think conferences do nothing for me anymore. I have not been to a conference and heard a speech in the last, I can't even count when the last time I went to a conference and said, that was a great 1 hour presentation I just sat and listened to. Now, I can guarantee that probably very few people have sat down on my particular speeches and said, "Ooh, that was really amazing." I was at a conference a month ago doing a thing on cyber leadership. Did anyone get anything out of it? I have no idea. You don't get a lot of feedback on these things. But again, I wonder, I get why they do it, right? The conference organizers make a ton of money. They're charging $270 for two plastic chairs, for God's sakes, among other things. And I understand why the vendors do it. They want to show their wares, but who are they selling to? Are they selling to other vendors, or are they just getting together to meet and talk about things? And now, I'm not saying that every conference is worthless and people get nothing out of it, because I guarantee people do. This is me being antagonistic towards conferences. But I did a similar op-ed on this 6 or 7 months ago, and I got no feedback on whether I was right or wrong. I would love for someone to say, here's what you're missing on these conferences. Now, honestly, I didn't get anything, but anybody come back and say, hey, that's absolutely correct. But I would love to know, you know, if you're going to the RSA conference, what do you hope to gain from it? If you go to Black Hat, what do you hope to gain from it? If you go to DEF CON, what do you hope to gain from it? Now, we'll say we're going to try to send people to DEF CON from the company I work with. And there are some technical things there that are useful and valuable, but we've sent people for the last couple of years. I'm not sure our organization is any better because people went to the conferences. And it's a nice benefit to give to the workers. So it's a perk, right, to be able to get out of the office and do something a little different and see cool things and see what the vendors are doing and all that. But I still sit and wonder, you know, what are we getting out of all of these conferences? Now, again, if you love going to conferences, if it works for you, I'm sure there are conferences that have value. I don't know where they are. I would love someone to tell me, like, this one, if you go to this conference, it will be the greatest 3 days of your life. You will come out changed. You will be able to go to the world and stop cyber issues all over the place. Now, and that being said, if you're a company, are you getting your money's worth sending people to these conferences? I'm seeing all sorts of companies that are laying off cybersecurity professionals. Clearly, they have a financial issue that makes it hard for them to keep these people employed. But how much money are they sending people to conferences? You know, so again, part of this is the RSA thing came up, and I think of this every year. Like, for people who are going, what are you solving, right? What cyber bad guy is going to go to jail because of the RSA conference? And I would honestly love for someone to tell me, what am I missing? You know, what am I now? Honestly, I've been to a lot of FBI conferences. Maybe I'm damaged because of those conferences usually suck too. But you know, it is what it is. Now I'm going to be a hypocrite. I will probably go to the National Cyber Summit here in Huntsville in October. We'll see. But You know, that's the question, right? That's something to think about over the weekend. If you're going to the RSA conference, why are you going? What do you hope to get out of it? What is going to be solved in the cybersecurity world because of your attendance at that conference or any future conference? So dissenting opinions and views are welcome. I would love to have a conversation on this. I'll post this on LinkedIn today on Friday, and we'll see if any conversation comes out of it. I doubt it, but we'll see what can happen. With that, I will let you go to your weekend. I have pontificated on this topic long enough for one day. Hopefully next week things will next Friday I will have a happy op-ed topic. No idea what it'll be, but that's my promise to you, is I will have that on Friday. So as you go through your week, remember that knowledge is protection. If we understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk and proceed wisely. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this 11-minute rant. Please feel free to pass it to others you think may find value or interest, or just be marginally amused at my particular take on conferences. And if you have an opinion, email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. Go read my Substack if you're so inclined, or just follow me on LinkedIn and engage with me there. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll be back again on Monday, because I'm pretty sure the cyber problem will not be solved over this weekend.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com. Or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.